One of the strange things that I did in growing up in Italy was avoid seeing most of... I grew up in Rome, and I avoided seeing most of the things that tourists go all the way to Rome to see for all those 17 years. I don't know how I managed that, but I think it was quite lucky. And last, 2 years ago, I went back, and I'd never visited Keats's rooms on the Piazza di Spagna. And in fact, the way I got there was I decided to buy black underwear, lingerie, garters. And the only exclusive store that sold sort of very sexy underwear, turns out, was in the bottom of the building in which Keats's rooms are. And after I came out from the shop, I looked up and lo and behold, and I thought, well, this is the way he obviously wanted it to be. So I had waited for a good reason. And it was in August, a time of year when everyone is away in Rome and streets are deserted, and there's this very hot wind called the Scirocco blowing all through the streets and picking up dust. And the Italians say that the Scirocco comes from Africa. It's not their wind at all, and it brings madness with it. In fact, in the countryside, it's very common to find the people who live on farms. You'll find that they'll put stones in their pockets, and especially in their children's pockets, because they don't want the Scirocco to steal their soul away, so they make them heavier. They're always trying to load me down. I look like I'm going to fly off. You probably know, if you've ever visited it, it's very common in any place like this that there are artifacts of Keats's last months in glass cases, including a death mask that was done, a number of death masks, and one that was done immediately after his death. And those appear in the poem. In Rome, at 26 Piazza di Spagna, at the foot of a long flight of stairs, are rooms let to Keats in 1820, where he died. Now you can visit them, the tiny terrace, the bedroom, the scraps of paper on which he wrote lines are kept behind glass, some yellowing, some Xeroxed or mimeographed. Outside his window, you can hear the Scirocco working the invisible. Every dry leaf of ivy is fingered, re-fingered. Who is the nervous spirit of this world that must go over and over what it already knows? What is it so hot and dry that's looking through us, by us, for its answer? In the arbor on the terrace, the stark Hellenic forms of grapes have appeared. They'll soften till weak enough to enter our world, translating helplessly from the beautiful to the true. Whatever the spirit, the thickening grapes are part of its looking. And the slow hands that made this mask of Keats in his other life, and the old woman, the memorial's custodian, sitting on the porch beneath the arbor, sorting chickpeas from pebbles into her cast iron pot. See what her hands know. They are its breath, its mother tongue, dividing, discarding. There is light playing over the leaves, over her face, making her abstract, making her quick and strange. But she has no care for what speckles her, changing her. She is at her work. Oh, how we want to be taken and changed, want to be mended by what we enter. Is it thus with the world? Does it wish us to mend it, light and dark, green and flesh? Will it be free then? I think the world is a desperate element. It would have us calm it, receive it. Therefore, this is what I must ask you to imagine. wind. The moment when the wind drops. And grapes, which are nothing, which break in your hands.